The principal has highlighted it and some of the parents, and we've been working on it the last couple of months. The road is a long stretch, and there would be a lot of speeding up and down the road, but there's also not enough room for parking and for parents to stop, but it's also dangerous for pedestrians crossing. And yesterday there was another incident outside of the school where two cars crashed into one another. Thankfully no one was hurt, but we've been highlighting this to Road Service and the Education Authority that we're very fearful that we could end up with a serious injury.
Is extra signage enough, or does it actually need physical traffic calming measures in your view?
Needs proper traffic calming measures. We had Road Service down at the site a month ago, and they are now carrying out, at the process of happening, a speed survey. We're hoping that's going to be completed this week. The results from that then will determine in terms of putting in speed measures, but also the car parking at the school is not fit for purpose either. So we're working with the Education Authority. We've put a request into them, and the school has made an application to adapt the car parking situation as well. We would hope that those two measures would be taken forward, and that would relieve the pressures that's down there at the minute.